Planet.
Good morning. I wore the outfit.
Yeah, he had to wear a Baywatch outfit, a red swimsuit, and a blonde wig.
Dave, do you want to have a look?
Sent it to me.
Oh, did have a look?
Yeah, I got this text on Friday night, and I thought, what's that? And it's this picture of Alid in a ill-fitting
red
leotard
with a blonde wig and fake boots.
We all thought Tracy was going to get booted out of the Big Brother house, so we made him wear a Baywatch outfit, and it was Ruler. Now, why do you think Ruler got voted out?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I didn't see that coming.
Was that us?
It must have been, because she was very high as well. 49% voted her out, and she didn't do anything that offensive.
I'm quite pleased, because as a Big Brother fan, she was the right person to go to keep the entertainment value up,
yeah,
I thought.
I agree.
Did we say to vote her out?
Yeah, we did, yeah. I thought Tracy would go. I'd put money on Tracy going.
I'm glad she didn't.
But I don't know why Ruler got booed.
No.
I don't get that at all. And she got booed. There were cheers, but there were boos. And I don't know why.
Doesn't bode well for George, does it?
After last night's show, he is going to get... He's going to get a bigger boo than Jodie Marsh.
I know.
I can't wait. He's getting so miserable. It's only a game. It's only a game. He won't be thinking that when he leaves the house.
Brilliant. I enjoyed last night's show.
So how was Ruler?
Ruler. She was good, actually. To start with, when she walked in the press conference, I thought, right, I'll wear this outfit. Yeah. By the way, BBLV didn't actually ask, show any of my questions.
Alad has a theory about Big Brother's... is it BBLB or Big... Yeah, BBLB.
BBLB, yeah, on Sunday.
He's got a theory that BBLB don't like him because they never show him on the press conference highlights.
Every single week before this year, every single week I've been on with a question, right? And 3 weeks running now, they have news there, which is cool. But I thought the cameramen would have thought it was very funny that I was wearing a wig and fake boobs and stuff this Sunday. And they said, oh, this is going to be so funny. So Sunday, they didn't use it.
They didn't use it. I reckon so. Yeah, you've peed somebody off
I've peed someone off. Or the fact that the show's on the same time as us might have something to do with it.
Screw them. The show's crap anyway. Big Brother's Little Brother is so predictable these days. It's such a poor show. If you want to contact us, here's how to get in touch. Every day, the same thing. It's just, it's so lame.
Yeah, well, the press
really
conference
is.
Starts. I'm sat there wearing...
However, Big Brother's
hat.
Big Mouth is brilliant. And,
is that the one with that big hairy fella?
Yeah, Harry Ramsden's man. Yeah, Russell Brand is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant that show. That's the show to be watching. BBLB's at its day now. Big Mouth is a big show. That's the show.
So I'm there wearing this red leotard, right? And I thought, right, well...
Alan sent me a text going, so Ruler's out. So I don't have to wear the dress then. And I'm like, yeah, you can still wear it. It's funny.
So she comes in and I thought, let's see how long we can get through the interview before she actually says anything. She hadn't even sat down.
My word, it's Baywatch again.
Is that her?
That's her, yeah.
It sounds like a bloke.
My word, it's Baywatch again.
My word, it's Baywatch again.
What do you mean? This is my Friday night outfit. I'm going out after this.
Wrong hair colour.
I don't know why it's a wrong hair colour for Friday night outfits, but there you go.
No.
Now, there's a rule in Big Brother conferences. You can only talk about their time in the house. So, seeing that she's been a little bit of a boring housemate, I thought I'd ignore all mentions of Big Brother in the Big Brother press conference, and ask about other things instead.
BB Alad from The Chris Moore Show on Radio 1. Hello there.
Hello.
What's your favourite animal?
Hello. My favourite animal, elephant.
Can you do an impression of one?
I did it on the Big Brother house.
I'll do it again.
Do I have to do it again?
Yeah.
And I have to move around.
Oh, go on. Thank you very much.
So she's now stood up doing the trunk thing.
She's doing the trunk thing.
And BBLB didn't show that?
None of that.
Well, what a waste. You're giving them television every week.
It's brilliant. This is,
and they're wasting it.
You've never seen this side of Ruler. Well, you have.
I don't want to see it again.
These are going well, so I thought I'd continue.
These are all ridiculous questions then, aren't they? I'm getting a feeling.
Pretty much.
Okay, fine.
Ruler, do you like spam?
Brilliant.
Spam? No, hate it.
Olives?
Honest.
Olives.
Olives, love.
Oh, you like olives. Thank you.
Can you tell me why you asked me that?
I was interested to know.
All right.
I love the fact that she thought you, when you said olives, she thought you said honest. Do you like spam? No. Honest? Okay, yes, I love it. I don't believe you. I don't believe you don't like spam. You look like a spam lover to me.
Okay, I love spam, really. Thank you, Ruler, you're welcome.
I'm on a roll now.
Ruler, can you hula?
Can I hula? Ooh, like a good un.
And then...
Ruler, can you hula?
Yeah.
Ruler, can you hula?
Can I hula? Ooh, like a good un.
That's brilliant. Can I hula? Ooh, like a good un.
There's more.
Can you do a Ronnie Corbett impression?
These are brilliant. These are... How random is this? I'm starting to agree with Big Brother's little brother.
A Ronnie Corbett impression? I'm too tall.
And?
Good answer, though, Ruler.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I like that one, actually, yeah.
How long is Long Man?
How long is who?
Long Man. He's a friend of the show. But he's right. On radio, so no one's ever seen him.
As long as he wants to be. Good.
I like that one. That's a very good answer. As long as he wants to
How
be.
How disturbing.
And then the final, the old classic.
What's the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Well done.
It's not, by the way, a land mammal. It's not. It's a land mammal. And by the way, the answer is not cheetah. It's a hippopotamus in a Porsche.
I've never heard that.
Sorry about that.
What was it supposed to be, Dave?
Hey?
You said it's not.
It's a land mammal.
What's the fastest land mammal, not land animal?
Well, the same answer, isn't it?
No.
What? No, it's... What, a hippopotamus and a Porsche?
Is that...
to be fair, it could be a kitten and a Ferrari. It doesn't really make much difference.
Frog and a Land Rover.
I'll have this discussion off air.
It's a mouse and a Maserati.
So there we go.
It's an ape and an Aston Martin.
Thank you, Ruler. You were good fun. I do like you.
You're
but,
welcome.
You know, back to the West End.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, who's next?
Ruler, can you hula?
Does she have big hands?
She did. Why would you say that?
Man hands.
No, I just...
Big hands, big hair. Yeah. So, up for it this week, then. Eviction is... Oh, God, I have to remind me of this. I didn't look this up. We've got George, who's obviously going to go. Dennis.
Do you like spam?
No.
Honest?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Dennis and Chantel. So George, Dennis and Chantel. And they've got to get rid of, what, eight people now?
Now, here's a question for you. So there are three people up for nomination. Chantel, who won't go.
No.
Right? Dennis and George. So naturally you assume that Dennis and George will go. However, it's a double eviction. But does that mean that they will evict one of the three and then have another voting or... you know, trick up their sleeve. Rather than vote number one and two of a list of three, will they vote number one and then do something different?
Is it a double eviction?
Yeah, it's a double eviction.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, okay, well...
So you naturally assume it will be the two of the three?
Well, I'd imagine they'd go, right, the person who's leaving tonight is George, and then they'll come back 20 minutes later. The next person to leave the house will be... Dennis.
Right, now, which you'd think. Or will they go, is George, and then they do something different, and then go, right... somebody else has to choose somebody or do one of their little tricky games that they do.
Is this Wednesday, the double eviction?
Wednesday, yes.
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah.
And then there's six leaving on Friday, then, in that case.
That's a lot for
Why, has he got to finish this week?
Finishing on Friday.
Oh, I see.
I think they should leave them in for another week, because I honestly think that none of them have got anything better to do.
Just finish the show. Leave them in there.
Leave them in there till the end of February.
Never evict them.
Never evict them?
No, never evict them.
You said that very quickly. Never evict them.
So, George, I'm looking forward to. So, get George out.
By the way, you have my permission to not do any silly questions with George and just grill him.
Great, thank you.
Because Alad, secretly off the air, Alad is very much into his politics. Aren't you? You are, though. And I kind of would be intrigued to just leave you to it and let you do whatever you want to do with him.
I'm quite offended that he has such an important job... and he just goes in the Big Brother house.
Right.
So, that'd be fun. Thank you. And also, Pete. Can I be nasty to Pete when he comes out on Friday?
Yes.
I'd just like to say...
Pete. I like Pete. I think he's very entertaining, but I do think he's a bully with double standards. However, I do find him funny.
I'll just say, you are a nasty little man, aren't you?
Yes, I know I am.
Tear your hair off.
Go for it, love.
You know what you should say to him? Pete, are you related to Jackie Stallone in any way, shape or form? Yeah, probably. Yeah, Pete. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Favourite question, what would it be?
Hula, can you hula?
Is it that one, you reckon?
I'd like
Ruler,
to see
do you. Do you like spam?
You and Pete
spam,
have a scrap.
No, hate it.
Olives?
Honest.
Honest.
I'd win.
Right, thank you, BB Alan. 828, that's the brilliant editors.